Hey, nonfiction branders, it's me, DP, and this is going to be a little bit different type of episode because instead of having a guest, it's me explaining something to you that I've been meaning to talk about for like forever. And that can be summed up by having you go to the Nonfiction Brandversity Facebook group. All you have to do is search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook, and you'll see a big cover image that shows kind of an ivy-colored wall of a what looks to be a college and the logo for Nonfiction Brandversity. It also has, down below the Nonfiction Brandversity type, a line in Latin that reads, Meschio me essa. Or, as Google Translate pronounces it,
Meschio me esse.
What is Meschio me essa? Well, I gotta be honest, it's a bit of a conceit. And that conceit is that every entity of any sort in the academic field has a Latin motto of some sort. Harvard's is Veritas, which just means truth. But when I was creating Nonfiction Brandversity, the Facebook group, I felt like it'd be kind of cool to have a pseudo-academic Latin motto for the group that really summed up everything that Nonfiction Brandversity is about and the nonfiction brand concept is all about. So what did I do? I did what everybody does. I went to Google Translate, typed in English a number of phrases, and then saw what it came out in Latin. And my goal was to capture the key idea of know who you are so you can be it in Latin. Well, if you're typing in know who you are so you can be it, it comes out incredibly long and kind of not very catchy. A little bit too wordy, if you will. So I started playing around, and all of a sudden I came up with Meschio me essa, or as Google Translate pronounces it again,
Meschio me esse,
which means I know I am that. So that's kind of my Latin way of saying know who you are so you can be it. So that motto really sums up everything that I'm trying to do with the Nonfiction Brand Podcast and Nonfiction Brandversity, the free Facebook group, which I hope you're already a member of. I hope you're already a student on campus at Nonfiction Brandversity. It's absolutely free. Just go to Facebook, look up Nonfiction Brandversity, ask to join. It'll ask you three questions that'll prove that you are not, in fact, a bot. And then you'll be in. And my goal there is to create this community of people who are all about trying to discover, craft, and communicate their true nonfiction brand. Well, that might beg the question, what do you mean by nonfiction branding? Anybody who knows me knows this story. And that is, back when I was a young copywriter in Atlanta, Georgia, I got a creative brief one day that said, you know, the normal stuff that you'd find in a creative brief, like disclaimers, make sure their copyright's in there, have our phone number, URL, all that stuff. But for the copy points, it just said, write some stuff. And I'm like, what does that mean? Write some stuff. So I went into the account manager who was dealing with that specific brand's account. And I said, what does this mean? Write some stuff. I'm not a fiction writer when it comes to marketing. It's not that I can't write fiction. But what I meant was that when it comes to marketing, I don't want to lie. I want to tell the truth. I don't mind shining the truth till it's gleaming in the sun, but I'm not going to lie or make up or just create fictionalized copy for something in an ad, especially if all you really want to say is half off this week only, supplies are limited. If I have half off this week only, supplies are limited, that's something for me to at least write about. So anyway, that whole idea of I'm not a fiction writer kept rolling around my head for the past, I'm going to say 20 years. And one day I realized, you know what? I'm not a fiction brander. I am a non-fiction brand oriented person. And what does that mean? The fact is, we all know that there are brands out there that are 100% fiction. I mean, they overpromise and underdeliver. They are based on whatever the trends are saying they should be rather than what they are. And I absolutely hate that, especially when it comes to personal branding or small business branding, which I would claim are the same thing. I mean, if you're a small business, and by small business, I mean under 50 people in your headcount, You are the brand. Your employees are your brand. Every touch point that you experience as a human being is the brand venue for everything about your brand. Therefore, it needs to be based on the true nonfiction foundation of who you actually are. Yeah, it really does come down to know who you are so you can be it. But it is also about telling people exactly who you are, what you do, and how you do it. Hey, a little bit off topic, but not really. I want to invite you to go over to 16personalities.com, 16personalities.com, and you can take a personality test. Now, anybody who's already done the Myers-Briggs personality sorter test or Rembrandt or some variant of these things already knows that these tests kind of give you a flavor for who you are, help identify the key aspects of your foundation. And my experience has been, wow, how did you figure out that much about me so quickly with so few questions? Well, the fact is, there are only so many different personality types in the world, and there are variations of them. But the key foundational aspects of who you are come from a relatively small set of base principles or first principle concepts. A test like the one on 16personalities.com can help you identify the foundational kind of chemical element aspect of who you are. And to a certain degree, what you do and how you do it spring out of that as well. So if you haven't taken a test like 16 Personalities version of the Myers-Briggs test, do it, because it's going to help you get out of your head. Because in nonfiction branding, here's the thing. Nonfiction branding is about being true to who you actually are, not who you would like to be on your very best day. Nonfiction branding is predicated on the idea that you are being true to yourself, the true self within you, and you are constantly communicating that via everything you do and how you do it. So take that test and you're going to get a clue. For example, I took the Myers-Briggs personality test a long, long time ago. And at that time, I was an INTJ, introvert, intuitive thinking, and judging. And out of that simple INTJ formula came a great deal of confusion about one word, introversion or introvert. I'm like, I'm an introvert because I can turn it on almost any time when I need to. And then it was explained to me, well, ask yourself this question. Do you think before you talk, or do you talk to think? And I went, well, I think before I talk. And that person explained to me, there, you're an introvert. Part of that too is that you get your battery recharged by reading books or watching movies or listening to music. And your battery gets depleted by having to deal with people, with groups of people, with loud, noisy situations. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly me. And that's my whole point about taking this personality test. It allows you to get out of your head or out of your assumptions about yourself and hear the point of view of someone who doesn't know you at all and yet is basing everything on how you present yourself, what's important to you, and the intangibles that are intangible to you but are very tangible to something as simple as a test. I can't tell you how cool taking that test is, because it can help you identify the core elements, the chemical elements of who you are, what you do, and how you do it. So once again, Meshio, Meessa, or Google, tell them how to really pronounce it.
Meshio, Meessa.
Is all about, I know, I am that. Know who you are so you can be it. That's the motto of Nonfiction Brandversity. But Nonfiction Brandversity is also what you want to make it. So I invite you to become an active member of the Nonfiction Brandversity community. Hey, Nonfiction Branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Best-selling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Products, Profs, Anne Hanley said, "This isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts." Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, R-O-T-O-M-A. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way. And I want to make an offer to you right now, absolutely free. Go to dpknewton.com/worksheets. That's D as in David, P as in Paul, Knewton, let me spell it for you, KNUDTEN.com/worksheets. And there are 3 PDF worksheets that I would invite you to download. They're absolutely free. And they're kind of fun. And I want to talk you through the first one, the Nonfiction Branding Key 3 Worksheet. 5 simple questions that actually are going to hopefully get you to probe deeply into who you are, what you do, and how you do it. The first question, of all the things you do, what is the single most successful thing you've done and continue to do in your professional life? Why ask that question? Because aligning your brand with what you truly do best is fundamental. The next question, I think, is really one that gets people thinking, and frankly, it's my favorite question. What commonly acceptable and entirely legal activity in your industry will you not do? The example I give for me working in advertising is I will not work on a tobacco product. Why would you ask a question like that? Because what you don't do, won't do, is as important to define and defend as what you do do. Question 3. Make a list of the traits you feel best describe you and the way you do business. Now share that list with others you work with, asking them to rate you about those qualities on a scale of 1, does not apply to you at all, to 10, applies to you perfectly. Why ask that question? Because the you see personally is but a fraction of the you are. Your friends and colleagues can help fill in the blanks. Question number 4 is another favorite. Ask your personal and professional acquaintances one simple open-ended question, what do I do best? Their answers, frankly, are instant insight into your true brand nature. Now, brand nature is a concept that I came up with to describe that kind of foundational chemical element basis of your brand. Once you know what your brand foundation, your true brand nature is, it becomes very easy to do things like create content. Why? Because the content has to relate to your true brand nature. And then finally, the last question is all about what I love to call the key 3. In fact, this whole key 3 worksheet is about that. Where did this come from? Well, the fact is, when I was a young copywriter at McCann Erickson in Atlanta, Georgia, working on Coca-Cola, I would regularly have my butt handed to me by people at Coca-Cola who would ask me, how does this ad project the idea of authenticity? And I would have to come up with an answer. There were 3 actual bases that I had to cover with every communication that I worked on for Coca-Cola. And those bases were authenticity, refreshment, and sociability. Now, I could go on for hours about what those things mean in the context of a brand like Coca-Cola. But let's just say my butt would be handed to me if every ad I came up with did not project or communicate those key aspects. Why? Because if you look at it one way, Coca-Cola is nothing more than bubbly sweet brown water. So how is their bubbly sweet brown water different from their biggest competitor? So the key 3 that I always think of for Coca-Cola are the concepts authenticity, refreshment, and sociability. Extend that to another brand, the United States of America. In presentations, I always talk about the USA as a brand. I mean, come on, we are. The United States of America is a brand, so much so that you go to the Olympics and you see the brand and its packaging all over the place 24/7. So the USA, what is the key 3 for the USA? Well, the incredibly fantastic copywriter Thomas Jefferson summed it all up in 2 words and a phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I posit that everything that is good and true about the United States of America can be summed up by those 2 words and that one phrase. So question number five is, if USA is all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and Coca-Cola is all about authenticity, refreshment, and sociability, what's your key three? So why do you ask that question? Those three concepts will become the timeless keystones to your brand. So DP, you got a key three? Well, you know I do. And those three words are creative, collaborative, and provocative. Everything I do can be summed up in those three words. Well, the first word, creative, is pretty obvious. I work on the creative side of the fence in all things. I'm not an operations guy. I'm not an analyst. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a creative dude who loves color, type, ideas, concepts, feel, emotion, movement, graphics, all that stuff. If you want creative ideas, come to me. If you want a spreadsheet, go to somebody else. The second word, collaborative. Now, this is interesting because it was a word that I initially had trouble with until I realized, no, everything I do requires collaboration with people. Yeah, I'm highly collaborative even while working alone because I don't ever truly work by myself. I'm always collaborating. That last word, provocative, well, anyone who knows me instantly knows exactly what I'm talking about because I believe my value in working with other people and collaborating with other people is provoking ideas, provoking thought, provoking assumption questioning, all these things. And I will go on to say that if you have a creative partner that you're collaborating with who is not provoking you to think differently about you, your products, your audiences, your assumptions, you're not getting value from that creative collaborator. So there goes right there. My brand, key three, is creative, collaborative, provocative, because that's exactly who I am, what I do, and how I do it. I'm creative, what I am. I'm collaborative, that's what I do. And how I do it is being provocative, your provocative partner. Do you see how it works? Now all of a sudden, every post I do on social media needs to convey that as effectively as possible. Now, not every post is going to be a third, and a third of those three concepts. One typically needs to lead. Maybe it'll focus on creativity. It might talk about collaboration, or it might talk about, here's this provocative idea I want to get in front of you. But it means that I'm not going to stray from that basic recipe for who I am, what I do, and how I do it. Because the reason you do personal branding in the first place is so that everybody knows, say it with me, who you are, what you do, and how you do it. And that all comes back to Meshio Meessa. Google, correct my pronunciation.
Meshio Meessa.
I know I am that. Get it? Got it? Good. That's it for this week's edition of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. Join me next week for a great conversation with my friend Melanie Diesel about her brand new book, how she went about creating it, and which is harder, writing a book or having your first child. And once again, I invite you to join Nonfiction Brandversity, the free Facebook group. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook, ask to join, and you are in. That's it for me this week. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.